Blog Talk Radio. Coach Adams, I don't know, and quite frankly, I've never thought about it, but it is a great question. Well, let's go on a journey of discovery and go through this process of exploring this very question. What is your flavor?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I love our Shape Up series because it allows us to dig into different topics and be empowered and get rich tools to win on our journey known as life, personally and professionally. You know, each week of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, first I have to ask you, where have you been? Okay, so now let me get serious. But if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, your laptops, desktops, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphones with your notes, you want to grab it so that as the richness is shared, you can capture it. And if you have a question, you can pin that right where you are. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment and support us. We ask that you invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you do your part in doing what you can to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. It is because of your faithful support that we can continue to expand our outreach. And for that, we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, because we couldn't do it without Y-O-U. So thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And our topic in our Shape Up series today is flavor to savor. Yummy, yum, flavor to savor. You know, growing up as a little girl, I would go to Louisiana. Well, let me back up. Let me share this with you. My dad is from Louisiana, and all of his family, for the exception of one brother, was here in California. Everyone was in Louisiana. My dad was one of 10 children. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine it. Why? Because I'm an only child. I can't even imagine having 9 siblings. I mean, that's like a wow for me. But my dad was one of 10. And so every summer I would go to Louisiana and spend time with my dad's family. And my family knew that there were certain dishes that when I was coming, I must have on the menu during my visit. One of which, without question, was Creole gumbo. I mean, that's like numero uno on my list. But my family also knew that I love a good crab boil. I love me some crab, and my family would do the crab boil with potatoes and sausage and corn and all of the flavors popping, pop, pop, pop. So yum-o delicious. But another one of my favorites was stewed okra and tomatoes. And I'm just giving you a few, and these are my top three, but there were others, but these were the top three. And so stewed okra was one of my favorite dishes that I always looked forward to, because one of my aunts, one of my dad's sisters, she made a delicious stewed okra. I mean, she was one of the best when it came to stewed okra. And she had this special way of bringing out the richness of the flavors in her dish, in this particular dish, the stewed okra. And, you know, one of my greatest joys is cooking, giving you a little taste of Coach Adams today. One of my favorite and greatest joys is cooking. And, you know, it's not uncommon that I can get lost in the kitchen creating. Now, you know, sometimes because of life happening and the busy schedules and all of that, I don't do it as frequently as I would like. But in essence, cooking is like therapy for me. I get into such a little zone. I put my worship on and I'm creating and I'm just in this place. Because, you know, for those of you that are regular listeners, Coach Adams is a foodie. Now, not only do I enjoy the dining experience, but I love to cook, and I enjoy individuals embracing what I've taken the time to create in the kitchen. And so today I was feeling like comfort food. I was feeling this desire for, you know, connecting with my Louisiana heritage. And so I cooked one of my favorite dishes, and again, it was influenced by my Louisiana heritage, and that is stewed okra and tomatoes with shrimp. Now, I know not everybody likes okra, and that's okay. That's okay. As an influencer would say, and that's your business. No worries. It's okay. And I don't want you to get lost in your dislike of okra, because this is a great thing. That is one of the beautiful things that makes us all uniquely different, our likes and dislikes. And so don't get lost in that. I want you to get the point of what we're going to be sharing on today. And don't miss the point because you don't like okra. It's one of my favorites. Don't judge me. I like you. You don't. It's okay. All righty? So can we just dig into looking at one of the things that I've grown to know to be true is that a recipe is enhanced when you layer the flavors. And it had me to thinking today as I was in the kitchen getting lost in creating this layering of the flavors, and I wanted to bring this topic to our virtual boardroom and to have a thought process with you around this subject of flavor to savor. Flavor to savor. And, you know, when it comes to flavor, and you're looking at the definition of flavor, flavor causes us to get this distinctive taste, a distinctive taste. You know, like I said about my aunt, she had a special way of bringing out the richness of her stewed okra. There was this distinct taste, this distinct taste that I want you to dig in and look at from a different point of view is an indication of essential characters of something. And when it comes to okra, that distinctive character, of course, is the okra, and how do you bring out all of the flavors? But like I said, I recognize that many of you do not like okra, and that's okay. But I want us to get the point of this flavor to savor when it comes to your vision, your goals, and your dreams. Because as you know, all of what Coach Adams does, it is so that you are feeling more equipped on your journey to win. What am I winning at, Coach Adams? Well, you are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. And so I want us to look at some elements associated with flavor and how we can further season our course on our journey to achieve our dreams, our journey to work our vision, and this journey to accomplish our goals and dreams, whatever that may look like. And so, as you know, I often will give an acronym just for the sake of connecting around a specific word. And today's word is flavor, flavor, flavor. And I want you to begin to process on your journey, what is the richness of flavors that you're bringing to your journey? This distinctive taste, this indicator of the essential characters of your journey. Are you trying to fit into a mold that you're not designed for because you're so busy trying to be someone else, someone that you weren't created to be? Are you so busy instead of having your distinctive flavor, your distinct taste on your journey, are you so busy fighting to copy someone else's uniqueness because you're afraid to embrace your own? And these are things that I want us to really think about and look at before we get into flavor. And I can be transparent with you because early on my journey, the different aspects of who makes Coach Adams who she is, all those different layers and dynamics, initially I had a challenge with embracing some of that, those parts that were being revealed to me. You know, I have a little quirky side, and people were like, oh, my gosh, she's so quirky. And, you know, it made me feel uncomfortable. Oh, well, that's a bad thing to be quirky. And so I had a struggle with embracing that part of me initially. And I had to learn how to embrace the quirky part of me. That's all a part of my flavor and my distinctness that I bring to the environment that I'm in. The reality is with any flavors, you're going to either like them or you're not. Like I said, some people love okra. I'm one of them. Some people don't, but that's okay because either you will like the flavor or you won't. Personally, I'm not big on Indian food simply because I'm not a big curry person, and I know that there's other flavors, but the curry kind of steers me away. That's just me. But that's what makes life so uniquely beautiful. Again, as I stated, the likes and the dislikes that we have. So every flavor is not for everyone. And I had to realize that. My quirkiness may not be for everyone, but guess what? It is a part of the makeup that makes me, me. And we have to grow comfortable in our own skin, comfortable in enhancing and determining our flavor, because that is our distinction that makes us different on our journey, that uniqueness. Each and every one of us, we were uniquely made and designed. No one has your fingerprints. No one has your complete DNA. There may be elements, but what makes you you, and I can go on and on with different things that make you you, is specific to you. So why are we constantly trying to be a carbon copy of someone else? Why are we discounting ourselves so that we can fit into a mold that we weren't created for, that others now can handle us a little bit better because it makes them feel comfortable, but yet we're crawling out of our skin because we are not allowing the flavor, the distinctive flavor of who we are to blossom and to overflow into the world around us and make our deposit, make our imprint that people would say, wow, I've had an encounter with that person that's truly unique because of who you are and the distinction of the flavors that you bring to your journey. I hope you're really tracking with me in this illustration as we process around this. Because I said that I have a quirkiness to my personality. I have an offbeat sense of humor. People tell me I'm funny, but I don't feel like I'm funny. But I know that I have kind of an offbeat sense of humor. And that's just what makes me me. I can go on and on. What makes you distinct is the question. Once you tap into your uniqueness, now you're able to be free to just be, to soar and to blossom uniquely in the skin that you were created for, in the mold of which you were created for. One thing I have grown to know to be true, all of the various layers of who I am, it makes me me. And all I can be is the best me that I was created to be. And I want to challenge you with that same goal to just simply be. You know, I think about the book that Michelle Obama has titled Becoming, and she takes you on a journey of becoming Michelle Obama, First Lady, all of that, all of what it looked like to become who she is and who she was. And I want you to know that this process of becoming, it is exactly that. It is a process. You know, I was having a conversation with someone, and it was so funny because they said, oh, I thought you liked this. And I said, I did, but I've changed because we're constantly evolving and growing. It's not top of my list anymore. My palate has changed. We have to give people the freedom to change their flavor blend, their palate, being able to change for different likes and dislikes. And getting clear on that as you pursue life in the fullness of it. And so I want to look at this flavor to savor when it comes to your vision, your goals, and your dreams. Let's take a look at this acronym that I've created around flavor, FLAVOR. In order for your dreams to become a reality, in order for you to work your vision, in order for you to achieve your goals, you have to have a fierceness about you. And so I ask you the question to think about and to process. Do you have a fierceness for what you desire? I am constantly checking in, Coach Adams, how is your fierceness? Because this shows a heartfelt, powerful intensity. You know, today in one of my coaching sessions, I was so touched because one of my clients, she said in a previous session, I had challenged her to recognize that each and every one of us are responsible for our own performance, because she was dealing with a challenge with one of her employees. And I was sharing with her that you can't take on the responsibility of what that person is not owning. Now, she had to remind me of that because when I'm in the moment of my coaching, I have this heartfelt, it's this powerful intensity that a lot of the times, I'm just being transparent with you, I may not recall what I stated in that moment to whatever the presenting challenge is. Now, I'm from my heart, I'm speaking out of my truth, and there's a powerful intensity around that. That's the fierceness. And she was letting me know that that was such great wisdom and insight. And because you shared that with me, I was able to be free because I was trying to own the fact that this person was not performing and they weren't taking responsibility for their own performance. It was everybody else's fault. And so I share that with you because it's so important to understand that you must bring a heartfelt, powerful intensity of flavor to your journey, to your vision, to your goals, to your dreams. I'm constantly checking the gauge. Coach Adams, how are you doing in this area? How are you doing in that area? Recognizing that I got to pump it up. I got to step it up. I got to increase if I really want to achieve. And the same is true for you. And so this flavor to savor starts with fierceness. Do you have a fierceness for what you desire? Do you have a heartfelt intensity for your vision, for your goals, for your dream? Only you can answer that question. And you have to evaluate and locate where you are on your journey. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know I often reference the navigation system. The navigation system will let you know where you are. You're always able to locate yourself, where you are, in association with where you are going, your destination. And we have to be willing to be transparent with locating where are we on our journey. And look in the mirror, as Michael Jackson would say, I'm looking at the man in the mirror, looking at the woman in the mirror, and identifying where are you on your journey. Are you where you desire to be? Do you need to increase your intensity, that fierceness? Let's look at our L, the L, longevity. What I love about longevity speaks to stability. You know, so often we, and I just love referencing so many different stories of longevity. You know, so often we'll see someone, quote unquote, come on the scene and we'll say, oh my gosh, they were an overnight success. And when you hear their story, they'll be the first to tell you, no, I wasn't an overnight success. I was stable in my focus and there was longevity. I've been on the journey for 20 years, but you're just now finding out about me. I've been in the background, stable, consistent, persisting through and doing what I needed to do to get to this point. But it didn't happen overnight. And the challenge with the society, the world that we're in today, is the world around us is so focused on a microwavable society. Everything is quick, fast, and in a hurry. Everything is about driving through. You can drive through and get your food in moments, in minutes. You can put something in the microwave and in seconds or minutes, it's done. Everything is about quick, fast, and in a hurry. And this quick, fast, and in a hurry takes away from the process. You see, when it comes to cooking, I got my conventional style of cooking from my dad. I really did. And my grandparents, who were all from Louisiana, different parts of Louisiana, but they were all from Louisiana. And I always reference and say that I remember when the microwave came out, woo, my mom was trying to figure out, how can I cook something quick in the microwave? And she had her specialty microwavable recipes. My dad, he never got a microwave. It was all about the conventional cooking for him because of the process, that food of love. He took his time blending and increasing those flavors to savor, and it was a process. That's what longevity is all about. It speaks to that stability of the process. And if you are trying to get things quick, fast, and in a hurry, know that you have to stay consistent on your journey. Now, I'm not saying that things won't happen at different rates because everyone's journey is different. But if you're going into the journey expecting the quick fix, fast, and in a hurry, you're going to be disenchanted when you find that it's a year down the line and things haven't unfolded the way that you wanted them to. Now it's 5 years down the line. Do you still have that fierceness, that heartfelt intensity for your vision, your goals, and your dreams? Do you still believe in it? Are you willing to continue the journey and pay the price for your dreams? Are you willing to stay the course? My mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, they oftentimes will reference the boiling point. My coach hasn't taught that in a while, the boiling point of there's a certain degree in which this boiling point happens. If you have water in a pot on the stove, and if it hasn't yet started to boil, and interestingly enough, today when I was cooking, at a certain point, I had to get the water to boil for my rice. And I couldn't cover it until it got to the boiling point. Now, I could have easily covered it and turned it down before it got there. Now the cooking process is going to be different. And many of us, we're turning off the flame because we've become impatient, longevity, we've become impatient in the process of how long it may take to get to the boiling point. And hypothetically speaking, I didn't know I was going to bring this element in today, so I didn't look up the numbers. But hypothetically speaking, say that it's 1,340 is the boiling. I don't know if that's accurate. And you turn off the flame at 1,295. You turned it off before time. And you were yet so close to the boiling point. But you got tired of waiting. And so you turned the fire off right when you were at that point of the breakthrough, of the boiling point. You stopped. And many, that's the biggest challenge. Will you have the longevity to stay the course on your journey? Do you believe in your vision enough? Do you really believe in your goals enough? Do you really believe you can accomplish your dreams and believe in your dreams enough that you would have the longevity, that you would continue despite where you are on the journey, that you would stay the course and be stable in the process of progression until you reach the point of breakthrough, and that being the boiling point. Our F, fierce, L, longevity. Let's look at our A. Our A is one that we cannot get away from, and many will fall short. Why? Because this is your weakness. What is the A? Attitude. Yes. Our way of thinking, how we feel about things. See, your attitude, you got some stinking thinking. Your attitude is messed up. That's why you're not going to achieve your dreams, because your attitude is bad. Any little thing happens and your attitude, I'm telling you, your flavor to savor, it's bitter, it's nasty, it's pungent. Your attitude is bad. Your way of thinking is bad. You have stinking thinking. How you feel about where you are is bad, because you don't know why you're in the place in which you are in. I thought I would have been somewhere differently by now. I can't believe I've been on this journey for 5 years and nothing's happening. And so your attitude has become bad, because you have bought into this microwavable society of quick, fast, and in a hurry. And now that you realize things don't happen quick, fast, and in a hurry sometimes, and you have become disenchanted on your journey, and you throw in the towel. And instead of becoming better from the challenges, the issues of life, the circumstances, and growing to become a higher, greater version of yourself, instead of becoming better, you've become bitter. Your thinking is so negative and so adverse, and how you feel about things. So now you've lost your sight of things being able to happen, the hope of things happening. You see, for me, I'm so grateful for the Word of God, which is my foundation. And I really love and appreciate my mentors for digging into this in our master's class this past Sunday around hope. And I'm grateful that regardless of how things look, I still have hope that there will be a brighter tomorrow because of who God is on my journey. No, my journey's not perfect. Yes, I have challenges. Challenges are a part of life. But the question raised is, what is your attitude? What is your thinking around the issues of life? How are you feeling about the challenges of life? You know, I often reference, many years ago, I had a dear associate that I don't care what was going on. If there was any negative in a situation, when I tell you this person could find it, could sniff it out. Someone else is saying, wow, you know, I only have $100 in my bank account, and they could be sitting on $10,000 and saying, rah, 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 I only have 10. Everything is a part of perception, our perspective, because the out person's like, wow, I would love to be in your situation and that you're complaining about, that your attitude is so negative about, I'll take it. You know, I remember, this was some time ago now, I was walking in the area where I lived when I was in Fullerton, and I was walking around the neighborhood, and I remember encountering this man who had a leg injury. And I was stopped at a light waiting to cross the street. And he said, you know, wow, I wish I could move in the way that you're moving. And I wasn't moving that quickly or anything, you know what I mean? And I was grateful that I was moving because as quiet as it was kept, he didn't know I had a little slip and fall and I was dealing with soft tissue damage in my back at the time. And so I was struggling myself, but grateful that I was able to make it and keep that movement going. And we oftentimes can see the negative in our lives, and this is going back to attitude and why I'm sharing this. And there's always someone who is at a greater disadvantage than what we are. Here I'm thinking, I'm not doing as great as I would like to be doing. And this man was just saying, wow, I wish I could move at some rate of how you're moving, because he saw me walk up to the light. And I thought, wow, and that was such a moment for me. What is your attitude? You know, I'm on a consulting assignment in downtown Los Angeles. I tell you, downtown Los Angeles will keep you grounded. It really will, and allow you to count your blessings, as I hear my spiritual mama song playing in my head, count your blessings. But why do I say that? I'm driving, I live in Orange County, so I'm driving into this downtown area. I'm seeing all of these people in the tents and just all of this, whew, it's heavy. There just becomes this heaviness of appreciation for what I have. Now, do I wish I had more? Yes, we always do. That's the thing. We don't, our attitude, we don't appreciate what we have. We're not grateful for where we are on our journey. Our thinking becomes stinking thinking. Our thinking becomes warped. We don't appreciate what we have. We're not counting our blessings. And driving into downtown LA several times a week, I am telling you, I'm like, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I'm able to drive through this area in a comfortable car, that I'm able to drive through and go to my home where all these people are living in tents on the street. I've never seen the homelessness in the way that I'm seeing it now. I've never seen it like this. It's just amazing. Again, we're going back to attitude. What is your attitude? What is your way of thinking around the circumstances that you face every day? What is the flavor that you're releasing for others to savor? as it relates to your vision, your goals, and your dreams. So flavor, F, fierce, L, longevity, A, attitude, V, vigor. Do you have the energy, the enthusiasm, the strength for fulfilling your vision, your goals, and your dreams? If your attitude is bogged down with stinking thinking, you're not going to have the vigor that you need, the energy, the enthusiasm, the strength. If you're not caring for your temple, and I'm being challenged in this way as I continue to grow with each year in my chronological age, mindset is that of a 35-year-old, but chronologically there's a difference. There's a disconnect. And I'm learning more and more, and I was having a conversation with someone literally today, and she works with seniors, and she was saying, wow, I'm seeing the reality of what people don't do and how they don't care for their bodies as you mature and get older, the result of that, this vigor, this energy. You see, I know that God has still so much work for me to do in my assignment in life, and I have to maintain that energy, the enthusiasm, and the strength. What are you doing to maintain your vigor as a part of your flavor to savor as it relates to your vision, your goals, and your dreams? Do you have the energy needed? Do you represent enthusiasm, which is our passion? That can go back to that fierceness, that intensity, that power, the heartfelt. Do you have the strength? Do you have the capacity to fulfill the assignment that you were created for? If you don't, it's not too late. You can make different decisions today to increase your energy, to increase your enthusiasm, to increase your strength and capacity. Where you are is not where you have to be. We have the ability to change where we are by the decisions that we make moment by moment. And so I want to challenge you. If you're feeling like I'm lacking the energy, some of that lacking the energy may be that you're not being authentically you and you're feeling drained because you're trying to be a carbon copy of someone else. If you don't feel like you have the strength, what are you going to do to increase your strength capacity? See, don't you sit there and say, oh, woe is me, Coach Adams, nobody knows. You don't know. You don't know what I'm processing through. You don't know. We all have a story. We're all going through something. But the question raised is, what decision will you make in this very moment of time to make a shift in your future outcome? So you don't like your energy? What can you do to increase it? You don't feel you're strong enough? What can you do to increase it? Let's go to our O. But where have we been? We said F is fierce, L is longevity, A is attitude, V is vigor, O, outlook. What is your point of view? Your general attitude about life. What is your general point of view? You see, our point of view is a result of our thinking and our feelings, our attitude. So what is your outlet? Your outlook, I apologize, I said outlet. What is your on life? Do you feel like it's doom and gloom? Is your outlet of this is all you can get? This is as far as you can go? Because what I've grown to know to be true, our point of view, our perspective, perspective is so key. Because how you view things, we're talking about point of view, your general attitude about life, how you view things is how you will do things. How you view things is how you will do things. So if you have never been an author and you feel like I can't write, but yet the vision for a book has been placed in you, guess what? If your point of view is I can't, unfortunately, you won't. If you have a brilliant invention in you, but you feel like I can't, it's too much, I don't. As Dr. Miles Monroe would say, the late great general in the faith, the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas have been buried there. So if your point of view is that you can't, then surely you won't. And you will add to the graveyard in making it a richer plot of land. I want to encourage you today in your outlook, in your point of view. If you have that vision in you, if you are desiring those goals, if you have that dream in you, if you're seeing it on the inside, your mind is conceiving it, you are able to achieve it. It's been stated, whatever the heart, it's escaping me right now, but it's dealing with you being able to conceive it. If you can conceive it and believe it, that you will also achieve. So the fact that you can see it means that it is possible. But the doubt comes from what's in your mind, the stinking thinking that we talked about. So your point of view is now affected by the thinking, the attitude. And so now your point of view, your outlook is that you can't, when in essence, you can. Because if it's been given to you, then you definitely have within you the capacity to do it. Maybe not on your own, but once you start moving in the direction of it, guess what? There are people already in the atmosphere that have been specifically assigned to you and designated to you that as you move, they are waiting to capture your vision. They're waiting. Whatever your assignment is, whatever is coded in your very DNA of purpose, you are the answer to someone's prayer. Literally today, the lady, my coaching clients, she said, I thank you. And you never know how you're impacting people. She said, even my boss is seeing it. And I told her, I'm doing private coaching. And it's making a difference. My vision connects with others and supporting them. So in essence, I'm an answer to the prayers of those that I support. But think about this. If I had not stepped out on it, I'm not saying there are not other coaches out there, but there are not other coaches named Shania Marie Adams. And the uniqueness that I bring to my clients because of who I am, because of how I've been programmed, because of my experiences. What is your story that's unique to you? Because you are the answer to someone's prayer. And if you leave Motivational Mondays with absolutely nothing other than a shifting in your outlook and your point of view, well, then I've done a better job for you. Because just that will change the trajectory and the course on your journey. So what have we talked about in this flavor to savor when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? Well, we said that you have to have a fierceness. This fierceness speaks to a heartfelt intensity. Do you have a heartfelt intensity? L, longevity. Longevity speaks to stability. Are you stable on your journey, on the course, as you move in the direction of your vision, your goals, and your dreams? A, attitude. What is your thinking, and how are you feeling associated with what you're thinking around your vision, your goals, and your dreams? Do you have the vigor, the energy, the enthusiasm, the strength that you need to fulfill your assignment? In any of these areas, if there is a deficit, you have the power to change, to shift, to increase by focusing with intention in each of these areas. Oh, outlook. What is your general point of view about life? What is your general point of view? Do you feel like I can't accomplish anything else? Do you feel like there's a greater hope for tomorrow? What is your outlook? Do you feel that your dreams are impossible? Your goals are not achievable? Your vision is too great? Or do you feel like, my vision is doable? I can do this. I can. My goals are achievable. My dreams will become a reality. What is your outlet? Your outlook, as I keep saying outlet. What is your outlook as it relates to your point of view on your journey? And our R is relentless. Oh, will you be relentless on your journey? Will you be relentless on your journey? This relentlessness speaks to that you are non-stoppable. No one can stop you. You're like a doggy with a bone. You give that dog the bone and try to get it back, forget about it. It's not happening. The dog is relentless. They're like, come on, try to take it. The question is, will you be like that dog with the bone? Never ending. Unstoppable when it comes to your vision, your goals, and your dreams. These are questions that you have to evaluate, and this is associated with your flavor to savor on your journey. Is it a good flavor? Are people saying yum, oh, as they see you navigate on your journey? Are they saying, ooh, that's nasty. Nasty. It's up to you what your flavor will be, because you have the power to change any of these areas to enhance and increase your flavor, or to allow it to be what it may be, that bitter taste because of that negative attitude or whatever the area may be that you're struggling in. And so as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, I trust that you've gotten some rich insights around what has been shared. And again, I thank you for tuning in. I want to share with you that, you know, as I often let you know, that I have my Impact 100, and this is my commitment to assist 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. And I do this through my powerful gift of empowerment resources and tools. My full circle of empowerment. What do I have? Well, every Monday you can join me right here on Motivational Mondays. Receive a weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. Be empowered to win right here on Motivational Mondays. And tell a friend, tell someone else to tune in with you to get the richness of what is being shared. But beyond Motivational Mondays, one-on-one coaching. Join in a coaching partnership and qualify for 1 month of complimentary coaching. To jumpstart, if you are a returning client or a new client, all qualify, and it's based on any of my coaching programs that are available. Group coaching is available through my lifestyle growth plan, where you're in a group environment with others, and it's a year program. Maybe one-on-one is not for you, but you want that support, and you want to get in an environment with like-minded individuals. Or maybe my private mastermind on specific topics. Maybe you want to dig in for a specific period of time, be it 8 weeks, usually is kind of the average, on a specific topic. And so whatever that may be, and maybe you need someone to come in and rah-rah your team and pump them up and give some strategies around that. As an executive consultant, trainer, and speaker, those are things that I do. So if you want more information about the services that are related to my full circle of empowerment, you can text or call 310-289-2101, text or call 310-289-2101. If you opt to text, simply include your name and full circle. Include your name in full circle, and that full circle lets me know that you want more information about my full circle of empowerment tools that are available for you. You know, I am amazed at how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We didn't have the opportunity to open the lines today, but I want you to know that we have, for your convenience, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome, so you can continue the dialogue with us there. If you're not already a part of the forum, just simply ask to be a part of it. Again, it's an open group, and all are welcome. Maybe, just maybe, you have a show thought or idea that you want to hear covered, or you have a recommendation of a guest that you feel would be a great fit. Whatever that may be, you can mention that there in our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. And as we close out, I want to, as I often say, and I want to share with you, don't lose focus on your goals. And you have to ask yourself the question, how do I need to shift and adjust? What am I willing to do to change my flavor for others to savor around my vision, my goals, and my dreams? If you want more information about Coach Adams in general, and this is your first time tuning in, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. We thank you for tuning into Motivational Mondays today. And I want you to know that I would love to be on your team, so there are a number of different opportunities for you to take advantage of, and just simply reach out to our team. That's all that we have time for today. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.